second podcast in a week.
Wow. Well, did we record yesterday?
No, we recorded the day of the
day
blizzard.
Before. That's right, yeah. Oh, that's right.
The blizzard
right,
day. Yeah. But we're that's back, everybody. Day.
Yeah, we're back.
Hold on, let me reach over and hit this button. Right here. What? There it is.
Oh, my God.
Okay. That button.
Do you think this year we'll sing, we'll change our song?
No.
No? Okay. Hey guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
And Webin's missing in action somewhere. If you guys see him, tell him to call us, okay?
Right, Jeff? Yeah, you might want to check the local street corner.
Anyway, listen.
I'm not saying he's...
Webin's has been working a lot. We're just kidding, guys. He's been working a lot. We'll have him again one of these days.
One of these days when we pay. He wants money.
Of course. We all want money. Hey, today's February 3rd. Yesterday,
yeah.
The Grand Hawk did see his shadow.
Oh, I wanted to talk about this, by the way, too.
So, hold on. It's Punxsutawney Phil.
Yep.
It's Staten Island Chuck.
Yep.
And there's a New Jersey one, right?
No, there's a Long Island one. Malvern Mel.
Yes, yes, yes.
Malvern's over in Nassau County, right near the Queens border.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And wait, there's another one. Hold on, let me...
Well, first of all, can I ask you...
Let me be old-fashioned and dig the newspaper out, everybody. The newspaper. Yes, go ahead.
Punxsutawney Phil has been around how long now?
Oh, they've been doing that for like 100 years or something.
Okay, so why, you know, discover or bring out another groundhog?
Because they want to make it more local. Oh, Holtzville Hal is... You know, Holtzville's a town out in Suffolk County where we live.
And there's Malvern.
Malvern Mel.
Okay.
They went crazy for early spring.
Okay. Punxsutawney says 6 more weeks of
winter.
Winter. Yeah.
And did you see the controversy with Staten Island Chuck? You see
why?
What the deal was?
What happened to Staten Island
Well,
Chuck?
Well, they posted a video online.
Yeah.
Let me get the story. I just saw it before. They posted the story. They posted a video.
Yeah.
Of him coming out of his hole because they didn't do it live because of the whole, you know, the stupid COVID thing.
Yeah.
That continues to plague
virtual,
the world.
Jeff. Everything is virtual now.
Everything's virtual. But the deal was... If I can find it here. I know the general idea of the story. Well, it was pre-taped, and it was sunny.
Oh.
So people were like, pissed. Like, come on.
What, did you tape it, like, at the moment?
No, they recorded it, like, a couple of days ago.
You don't count.
The headline says, what the Chuck, you know?
You know what, just for that, they should take away his groundhog license. You're no longer able to predict if we have 6 weeks of winter or not.
You've been demoted to rat.
Yeah,
Speaking of which.
Well,
Carolina doesn't like my pet rats in the yard.
Oh, my God. I don't know where we get rats. I mean...
I don't feed them, actually.
But they're ginormous, too.
They're not
that
big. Three. There's three. They're a little family.
But they've gone missing. I haven't seen them.
Well, they're buried under the snow. I read that they can stay underground for a while, like in their hole, in their little burrow.
Oh, my God.
Mice and rats go underground.
I saw, because Jeff feeds them. Jeff feeds the animals. Anyway.
How do you fake a groundhog prediction? One web comment read.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
There was not a drop of snow on the ground.
Ridiculous.
They went out in sweatshirts, and it was sunny. It is not sunny here on Staten Island now. People are very angry. Because, you know, we all need rodent meteorologists, right? Because the regular ones, the Lonnie Quinn, he's a local guy here on Channel 2.
Lonnie Quinn.
He rolls his sleeves up. When it's a big storm,
that's the
indication.
He gets into it, though, Jeff. He really
But that's the thing. The thing with Lonnie Quinn is they call him a weathercaster, which means he's not an actual meteorologist. And I read Lonnie Quinn's background. He was on a soap opera for a bunch of years, you know, right?
I can see that with him. Yeah.
And the thing was, he was an actor. So now I always joke with Carolina. He's good at the weather, but I always tell Carolina he's playing a weatherman on TV. He's an actor.
He's
so he's
great,
good at
though.
It.
He's very,
yeah,
very good.
Yeah, he's good at it. He knows what to do.
As a matter of fact, can I tell you something, Jeff? The day of the storm, every channel had, not every channel, but every show on Channel 2 had him on CBS.
Yeah.
He was also the national CBS news.
Right, but I don't understand why they go to him. When there's like a weather story in Florida, are you listening to me? When they go to a weather story in Florida, like there'll be a hurricane in Florida, and they go, let's go to Lonnie Quinn, who's in New York.
Because he's also reading, you know, reading the numbers for them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but don't you think when you're closer to something, you get a better idea of what's happening?
I don't know.
Like my guy, Jim, who I wanted to get on the other day. Yeah. Remember I texted him?
Yeah.
And he said, it's cloudy here. He's in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
He knew about the storm here, but because it's not like top of mind, it didn't really affect him.
I don't know.
So anyway, they go to, you know, I guess they go to whoever looks most appealing on television.
Probably.
So Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say they honored, just to start off on a solemn note, not really solemn, but they honored the guy that had a service for the cop who got beaten to death.
Yes.
And Biden was there. I think he went last night. Biden
he went with his wife, Dr.
Yeah,
Jill Biden.
Last night.
Yeah, yeah.
And today they had a lot of people there, so a lot of members of Congress were there.
Very emotional.
Yeah, this guy is lying. They don't call it lying in state because he's not an official, but he's lying. His body is there in the Capitol. In the
his body is not there. His cremation, his ashes are there.
Okay, but he's there. I'm saying he's in the building that he was defending.
Yeah.
It's kind of ironic. He's in the building where he died.
Yeah, yeah.
How ironic he died at the Capitol, too, anyhow. Yeah, I mean, but anyway, I just wanted to. Brian Sicknick is his name. So we're going to honor Brian Sicknick, who gave his life for this country.
Yeah, that's very
sadly.
Jeff, let's turn the page. Valentine's Day is next
week. Turn the page.
Valentine's Day is next week. Día de San Valentín, que a mí me encanta. But they say that women don't want just their normal roses and box of chocolates.
What do they want?
They want other things. There was a little survey.
What do you bitches want?
Number one thing they want is a vacation.
A vacation?
A vacation.
But everybody wants that right now with COVID.
Well, you really can't. Where would you go with COVID right now? You can't can you go to Walt Disney with COVID? No.
Yeah.
How do you enjoy
Disney's
Walt Disney?
Disney's open.
But how do you enjoy it? With
you
the
wear
mask
a mask.
On?
You wear a mask and you go on Splash Mountain.
Yeah, but...
They're reimagining that, right? Because of the racist overtones to that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Really?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that either. So anyway, number two... is they want a new vehicle.
They want a new ride.
A new ride.
A new ride too, right?
I want a new ride. I really do want a new ride.
Sorry, you have a nice ride now.
Zoe.
Yeah, Zoe. Zoe.
That's my son's. Our son says that. Zoe, mommy.
Zoe.
So a car. And number three.
Vacation car.
Number three is jewelry.
That's I understand that.
Yeah, jewelry.
But I think we're all jonesing for a vacation.
Oh my God. I would love to go on a vacation.
The moment this thing gets more under control, you're going to see it's going to be impossible to book rooms. It's going to be impossible to get to go to a concert.
I don't see that happening for another couple of years. Maybe a year and a half, two tops.
I think next year. This time we're going to be
don't
normalized.
They say that there's another new strain coming out now?
Yeah, they keep saying it. But I think what's going to happen is enough people are going to get the vaccine that what happens is herd immunity. You know, that way it doesn't get passed. Because so many people get the shot. There's people that don't want to get the shot. Get the vaccine, everybody. My mother had a reaction, by the way. Did you hear that?
You didn't tell me
this. Yeah, she kind of felt sick for a day or two from
it. But I think that is a reaction, that you do get sick, Rick, because how does that work? Are they actually injecting a strain of a virus into you?
From what I understand, one of them is not doing that.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's different. It's very different than the other.
The flu shot, right?
Right, it's different.
Oh, okay.
You're not getting a little COVID. I think one is and the other one isn't. Don't quote me, everybody. I'm not the medical consultant for the Carolina Cadillo Show podcast.
Okay.
We'd have to get a doctor on for that. We'd have to get like Dr. Castro on.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of that, today is National Women Physicians Day.
Really?
We should actually get her on. Text her real quick?
Can I just tell you, I actually went to my cardiologist. Yes, I have a cardiologist, everybody. You know, when you hit 40, you got to get a cardiologist.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
So anyway.
At any age, people need a cardiologist.
Yeah, so I have a heart doctor. So I called to make an appointment. I hadn't been in 5 years. I said, let me get a checkup, you know. And he retired, okay? So I went to I went on the internet, something I never do, and I looked for a doctor. And I found this doctor who got all these good reviews, and he's been in practice for like 40 years. I like old doctors. I don't know, older, more experienced doctors. That's just my thing. So I called her and I said, hey, can I get an appointment with Dr. So-and-so?
Uh-huh.
And they said, no, but the other doctor with the same last name is taking new patients. And I said, what's that person's name? That's a lady's name.
Is that Dr. Ticker?
No, that's my shoulder doctor.
Oh, Dr. Ticker is Jeff's shoulder.
Dr. Ticker is not a heart doctor, believe it or not, everybody. He should be a heart doctor. He's never heard that joke before, though. Should bring you in there and just laugh at him. That'd be hilarious. If you cough, I'm going to scream. Please don't cough. I hear a cough coming on.
Oh, my God,
I told Caroline, if she coughs on the podcast, I'm shutting the equipment off right away.
Oh, my allergies are horrible.
Oh,
I've had allergies for 3 months.
So anyway, I went to a female cardiologist.
Yeah.
And I really liked her.
Yeah.
She did everything on her own.
Yeah.
Like, you know how they always farm out the little stuff, like the test, like the doctor doesn't come in for 20 minutes and everybody else is doing your blood pressure. Well, she did everything.
Wow,
she did everything but the blood pressure.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't want to do that.
Does she charge you to at the end and give you book your next appointment at the end?
No, she asked me if I wanted to go have a glass of wine.
Oh, okay.
So I told her, yes. She said, I like your heart. I said, really?
That's really good. Gosh.
Yeah.
I hope my ticket. I think my ticket's okay. I think it's okay.
I said, you like my heart. Wait to see my heart on, lady.
Oh, my God. I didn't say that, Jeff. That's very funny.
I didn't say that.
I just texted Dr. Tanya Castro, by the way. Okay. She hasn't come back to me yet.
But, you know, I it's funny. Some people won't go to a female doctor. I'm about to go to a female dentist. I'm checking out a female dentist.
I had a female dentist. She was amazing. Then she retired because she wanted to help. She wanted to be a dentist for the homeless.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
so she had a good heart.
Dr. Carvajo. Yeah. She was really, really good.
What was her name?
Carvajo.
Oh, she retired?
No, she was like...
Oh, I remember you used to get bills from her.
Yeah,
all
she
the
was
time.
Like, Jeff, she was like 24
Carolina
years old.
Never paid this woman. We'd get bills for like Dr. Cavallo for 7 years.
No, I did.
And you know when it's a really bad bill when it's been a long time? You know what they do, right? They highlight it. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
They use the highlighter and they'll put like an exclamation point next to it.
I paid her.
Well, they'll circle it in red.
Yeah.
Like you failed a test in school.
Yeah. No, I paid her. But she was really good. I was sad when she left. I really was.
That could be a new character on the podcast. Dr. Cavallo calling to collect the money you owe from 1997. Hello, Carolina. This is Dr. Cavallo calling.
No, I
would like the money now, please.
Hey, listen,
from
Jeff,
your terrible teeth.
Hey, listen, I wanted to tell you, there's a new... let's go to Valentine's Day, okay? Valentine's Day
next
Sunday.
So
there's a lot of ideas of what to do for that day. And also there's a new challenge, a TikTok challenge. It's called the nude silhouette TikTok challenge. And a lot of people are kind of like iffy on it. You know, have you heard about it?
No, you show a silhouette of yourself naked?
Yes.
Oh.
But guys
put a big sock hanging down yet?
No, but I want to ask you because I want to ask you a certain word before going with the story, okay?
Yes.
Jeff thinks he's a dictionary.
All right. I'm pretty good though.
You're pretty good, but not all the time. Do you know
every
what I ask you?
Every once in a while there's a word I can't pronounce. Yeah, I saw a word today that I don't know how to pronounce in the paper.
What's it called?
I've seen for years as a word.
Oh, really?
Is it? Archetype? Archetype? You know that word?
Yeah, of course I heard that word.
How do you say
it? I don't
know
what it means. Archetype, right? Archetype.
I don't think that's it.
Really?
We'll find out right now.
Ask Siri real quick. Ask Siri.
No, I will find out.
Ask Siri.
Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, so Jeff, I want to ask you what this word means before I actually even go with the story. Obfuscating.
That means you're waffling on something. Obfuscating.
What? You're waffling. What does that mean?
You're like waffling. You're kind of covering for somebody. You want me to look it up and tell you exactly what it means?
So
keep in mind what I just said.
Yeah. Okay.
That's an easy one. She thinks she's get me. Just because no one in her Spanish household growing up ever said unintelligible, to render obscure, obfuscate.
Okay.
I had it.
So listen to what the silhouette challenge is. This has gone viral on TikTok. They said people obfuscating their bodies and posing.
That's not the right usage of that word, though.
Well, that's the newspaper. That is the newspaper.
Let me see.
You see it right
there? Wait.
People obfuscating?
Oh, my God. You're not saying... With people obfuscating their bodies and posing. That is not the right use of that word, whoever wrote that.
So now Jeff thinks he's right, okay?
That is not right.
So
obfuscating.
Jeff, so many pose in tight or little clothing while silhouetted. Tutorials to remove the filter and expose participants' bodies are circulating online and remain on YouTube.
Oh, so you can see someone naked?
Yes, if they take away the filter that acts as a silhouette.
Really?
So that's been happening a lot. So a lot of people are critiquing this new TikTok challenge. It's called the silhouette challenge.
That is terrible. So people can see you naked if they don't want to see you naked.
Yeah.
if you don't want them to see you naked.
Exactly.
Wow.
I won't do it. Don't worry. I'm not going to do it.
All right, what word do I want to look up here?
Archetype?
It drives me crazy. I know the word, but I don't ever...
I think it's archetype.
Let's see if you're right.
Archetype.
See?
Sounds like archetype.
Archetype.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Archetype.
I love you.
Archetype.
Come on, can't you say anything else? Take your clothes off.
Archetype.
Oh, my God.
All right.
You look sexy in the silhouette.
Archetype.
Okay. Oh, my God. That's all she says.
Okay.
Archetype, a very typical example of a certain person or thing. An archetype.
Okay.
It's just one of those words that I've seen, you know, that you see forever.
Yeah.
That sometimes you don't know how to say.
Yeah.
Because it's A-R-C-H.
Archetype.
Now we know.
Archetype.
No, it's not archetype. And I'm pretty good with things. Like, I know. Anyway, certain things I know. Anyway.
Hey, listen. So here's another idea. I don't know. This does not sound romantic to me.
What?
Lowe's. They're not paying us to talk about them, but it's in the paper today. Okay.
Women love Lowe's.
I love Lowe's better than Home Depot.
I know. Lowe's is more like a store.
Women friendly. More
right.
Women friendly.
Less of a warehouse than Home Depot is.
I would love Home Depot because I walk in there. First of all, it's like 0 degrees in there.
It's a big store to heat. You know what I mean? Think of that.
Your Home Depot.
You ever notice in Costco, by the way, the temperature's not that high in there either.
No, but it's all right.
But
oh, where it's super cold is where the dairy is.
Well, how about they have the freezer room?
Oh my God, that is horrible.
Remember when they put that in? They built that room. Remember they didn't have it. They used to have the strawberries and stuff out, and then they decided to put it in that freezer room.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, no,
really?
Costco.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so Lowe's has what's called a Lowe-mance.
Oh my God.
Couples in 10 metro areas can enter to win a Valentine's Day evening of painting. Oh. It involves color choices, a huge canvas, splashing, rolling, and having fun.
How about a chainsaw?
I mean,
do you get a chainsaw with it?
No. How about Jeff? But you know what? How about offering like a contest? We'll paint your house inside for free, right?
Yeah.
That's a better contest. What do I want to roll around and paint for on a canvas? Tell me.
Well, because
what do I want to do that
for? It's sexy. You get naked. You get paint all over your body. You paint each other. You lick it off.
Okay.
Speaking of that, can I? You know, did you read? You don't Army Hammer, the actor, right?
No. Who was that?
You know, he was in The Social Network. He's a good-looking guy. You know Army Hammer.
Army Hammer? No.
Yeah. Not Armin Hammer, but Army Hammer is his
name. Show me a photo.
Hold on. Anyway, the story was, it came out, that he had fantasies about another guy who had fantasies about eating women. Okay.
I remember that other guy.
Remember? And I don't mean like, hey, honey. I want to eat you.
No, he really wanted to eat
you. This is, I want to eat you.
I want to munch your ear.
I want to fry you and eat you with like a side of cream spinach.
Wasn't that a cop, Jeff? That.
There's Army Hammer. You've seen him in movies.
Oh, yes, I have. Are you serious?
Yeah. So anyway, his wife has come out because they're divorced. And she's come out and said stuff about she didn't know that he had these proclivities, Caroline. You know what a proclivity is?
Weird mannerisms?
Yeah.
Oh.
Basically.
Okay.
Ooh, look at that.
Oh, cool.
I couldn't fool her. Where is the story? I was just looking.
That is crazy.
Hammer's estranged wife. His wife is Elizabeth Chambers. You know her?
Yes.
Okay. They wed in 2010. They have two young children. So he's got two kids. But she didn't know. She says she didn't know that he liked to eat women for dinner.
Well, first of all, how did it come out? Did she say? Did she, you know, go deep into that?
No, I think it came out. I think there were other women. The actor who's refused to comment directly on the allegations of sexual fetish fantasies. Other women have come forward and said that he had sexual fetish fantasies, including violence and cannibalism.
Oh, my gosh.
In light of the vicious and spurious online attacks against me. Spurious. You like that one?
Yeah. Mean?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, okay.
Untrue,
okay.
Kind of vicious,
okay.
You know.
Wow.
He was supposed to go shoot a movie in the Dominican Republic, but because of this, he's staying. He was supposed to shoot this movie with J Lo, but they're supporting him, and he's allowed to take time off right now. But it's funny how there are people apparently who have this fantasy about actually eating other people, like you know, like Hannibal Lecter
has
style.
Has he actually done it, or just a fantasy of his?
I think it's just a fantasy. Remember, it was the cop.
Yeah,
that's right. He said it was just a fantasy thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that he tried to hurt somebody. Don't quote me on that, because I thought he
had.
I don't think
he actually ate anybody.
Oh, okay. He's just fantasy.
There were famous cannibals who got arrested 100 years ago. If you want to Google it, everybody, Albert Fish, look him up. He's a sick one. And Ed Gein or Ed Gein, he's another sick one. Anyway, go ahead.
So,
if you're interested.
Turn your ears off a minute, right? Turn your ears off. Don't hear this. So, Jeff thinks I was a virgin, okay, before he met me. Okay, not true. Anyway, Jeff, okay. Listen,
But nobody ate you before me, right?
No. But let me.
Let me
tell you this weird story, though. I went out with a guy. Oh, my God. He loved biting. It was horrible. I lasted like maybe a week with him. It was horrible.
Really?
Good-looking guy.
Where did he bite you?
He bit my tongue. Yuck. Jeff, he bit it so hard it made me bleed.
That's horrible. When you were kissing?
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell?
Really?
Yeah, I didn't say it like that, but I was like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
Would you eat like my fingernails?
Ew, no. Okay. Ew, no. But anyway, so another time, he stuck, I'm not kidding, another time, this is gross, okay, guys?
He
stuck his tongue down my ear, like, it, like, actually hurt. I'm like, what the hell?
Did it come out with wax on it?
Ew, God, no, but he also bit my ear. I'm like, what the hell?
Really? Like, he was a biter.
Yeah, he was a biter, yeah.
Maybe, was it Army Hammer?
No, it wasn't, but he also bit my lip. He also made my lip bleed, too, and it was, really? Actually, it was all swollen. Yeah, it was disgusting.
Come on,
ugh.
Family's like, what, you're on a date with Charlie again? Yeah.
Anyway.
Charlie's a biter.
Anyway, seriously, it was horrible, Jeff. Yeah, I had a dump.
That is terrible. I guess this guy's first name is Armand, right? Like your army?
We had
a neighbor who's Armand. I thought his name, growing up, I thought his name was Almond. Like Almond.
Oh, really?
Like the nut. Because everybody would say, Almond, the neighbor Almond. Then I was like, Julie's husband. Remember my mom's name?
Oh,
was
yeah,
Julie?
Yeah, yeah.
Her husband was named Armand.
Oh,
A-R-M-A-N-D.
Okay.
Another Holocaust survivor, too, by the way.
So now, yeah. you know who Madison LaCroix is?
That name I don't know.
She is,
She sounds
see.
Like a sexy actress.
She is,
or a model. She's got to be a model with that name.
I think
name.
She's a model. Anyway, she's,
yeah.
I don't know why she's coming out. She said that Alex A-Rod once FaceTimed her. But nothing came of it. I'm like, so why do you have to bring this story out when A-Rod is engaged to J-Lo?
He's engaged now?
Yeah, he's engaged.
I know, some stories I just tune out and don't follow.
Oh my gosh, Jeff, he got her a rock. I mean, it's a rock.
She could buy it herself.
Yeah, but, well, anyway, so I'm just saying, why do you have to do that? I mean, seriously. why do you have to, like, you know, let J-Lo be happy with her man? You know what?
Because she's trying to get publicity off it.
You just
helped her by talking about it.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a fan of the Black Panther movie, they're Disney, entertainment news here, news you don't care about, but maybe someone does, because the Black Panther was like a huge grossing movie a couple of years back. Where it's set is Wakanda, right? Well, they're doing a TV series. Disney Plus is going to do a TV series.
Oh, really?
Based on Black Panther.
Oh, wow.
About life in Wakanda.
Oh, that's with the actor that just died. That movie, he had a movie with that, right? What's his name again?
Why do you do this to me?
What was his name?
Oh, my God.
The actor.
This is embarrassing now.
The actor just died. Remember?
Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, my God. See? You did it. See? That was a great... You know what? I have never seen... I don't even know about that movie or the
you
series.
You watched Black Panther on TV here.
Yeah, I did. I saw it because of him, because I said, well, everyone said that movie was really good. He had passed away, so I said, let me watch it.
You were a little late to the party.
Carolina. I was late to the party, but I got to tell you, it was a great movie.
I didn't like it. I didn't really care
for it.
Oh,
I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was all right.
I thought it was very good.
I'm not a superhero fan. I like old superhero stuff.
Yeah.
I like the original Batman TV series. I'm a kid, man, when it comes to this stuff. Batman was goofy. Batman wasn't dark. Although Michael Keaton was a good Batman, but some people...
Oh, my God, I love Michael
Some people
Keaton.
Will argue that Val Kilmer was a great Batman, and he was.
No, I don't think it was.
For the second Batman movie?
Nope, I didn't like him.
Michael Keaton's coming back, though. You saw like a bit part in the new, new
he is?
Batman.
I didn't know that.
But he's probably going to be like the old retired Batman.
Yeah.
He's been home.
Yeah.
With the red bat phone.
Oh, really?
Hello, welcome to my house. Michael Keaton with a cane.
Let me see. What else is going on in news, Jeff?
There's a new law. Oh, my God. Can I tell you something insane?
What?
You got to hear this.
What is it?
This is Long Island. This is right here where we live in Suffolk County. They are coming out with a new law about to make biking safer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just saw the story. Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
You know what they're going to ban?
What?
they're going to ban popping a wheelie, which kids do.
Oh, all kids do that.
They're going to try to legislate that.
How do you do that?
The Suffolk County Legislature on Tuesday approved a bill to crack down on reckless biking, including wheelie popping and swerving into traffic. Well, you don't want to swerve into traffic.
No,
that's
you don't.
That's a good thing. I don't know who does that. But Massachusetts legislature has approved the measure 13-4 after more than an hour of debate. I would love to know if your friend Tom Chilmey, our legislator friend Tom Chilmey, who would probably come on the podcast,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, we definitely would, yeah.
I wonder if he went for this. I really got to wonder. He's a Suffolk County legislator, who we know. That is just, you're going to legislate popping wheelies?
But first of all...
Can Jackson still ride his big wheel, or is that going to be against the law, too?
No, but Jeff, how do you actually watch people? I mean, are you going to be after every kid that's in the street popping wheelies?
No, well, that's like the other night when they banned empty tractor trailers on the highways. How do you know that they were, how do you know if they're empty? The police would be pulling over everyone. Who is driving a tractor trailer in the snow anyway? How about nobody? But look at that. That is just crazy.
That's like, Jeff, can I tell you?
Oh, drunken biking and trick ride. Okay, I get it. You don't want to ride your bike drunk, but most kids aren't drunk. They just want, I saw a kid the other day screaming. It was up at the shopping center where I got my physical therapy.
Yeah.
Kid was like, woo! And I looked over and this kid was popping a wheelie riding for like 50 feet up on one wheel. I could never pop a wheelie. Do you ever pop a wheelie?
Never. No, forget it. Come on, Jeff. You know me. I'm scared to do stuff like that. I'm so nervous because Jackson is a daredevil.
Oh, Our son is a daredevil. Our son is a daredevil.
I'm so scared of, you know, when he wants to do the roller coaster because mommy can't do it. Daddy will probably do it, not mommy.
I'll do the roller coaster with him. I did the rock and roller coaster.
Oh yeah, that was a lot of fun though.
Did you go on the Aerosmith one?
I went on that because they told me I was a Luis Jimenez. He goes, no, you got to come on. It's not that bad. I'm like, are you sure? Because he knew I was what a scaredy cat. He made me have a glass of wine first. He goes, come on, let's go. I go, okay. I crapped in my pants. That's how nervous. So I started crying. I said, get me off.
That is also a fast coaster.
And also, Jeff, you know the Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
Remember, you get an elevator and it just plunges.
Yeah, we did that. Remember?
Jeff, I was like screaming like crazy. Oh my god.
That's where you went to the opening of the Animal Kingdom. Frighteningly
enough.
Oh
my god, Jeff! Remember that? That was like the best time.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, that was the best time to be
in
Disney.
I have a video of that. I'm going to post
that?
Online.
You should.
I have to post that video. Louie's in it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Okay, listen, guys. So we have my friend Dr. Tanya Castro. So Jeff, here's her phone number. Get her on. She's expecting our call right now.
All right. I just wanted to mention one more thing.
After Tanya.
I'm going to mention it to her because I think it's pretty ironic.
Okay, she's in between patients right now, so she's going to come on real quick.
What are you going to ask her, the COVID?
Yeah, and you know what? I just want to get her thoughts because are there different types of vaccinations, like you said?
Yeah, there's a third one, Johnson & Johnson's coming up.
Yeah, I want to get her thoughts and what she thinks is the best vaccination.
The Johnson & Johnson one is no more tears. Thank you. You like that, huh?
Okay.
Huh?
I like that one. Yes,
get it?
I do get that. We should get that one, Jackson, because he cries. Jackson's going through a phase. It's not like
he's 3 years old. You know what people call him? People call him a three-nager, so he's flipping out about no soap. No soap. But you got to put soap in his hair. He doesn't want shampoo in his hair.
Oh, no. I don't know.
So I have to fool him.
Yeah. All right. Ready?
I'm bigger than him, so I can fool him.
Oh, yeah, so it's National Women Physicians Day.
Okay. All right.
Let's see if she's celebrating today. Maybe have a glass of wine.
Hello,
Tanya Castro, doctora Tanya Castro. It's Carolina and Jeff. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you doing?
Are you in the your office right now, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Are you in between patients?
Yes, I'm between clients right now.
Okay, so listen.
First
of all, felicidades. Today is National Women Physicians Day. Felicidades.
Muchísimas gracias. Thank you, guys.
Sure.
Hey, listen, so we wanted to ask you, first of all, there is a couple forms of the vaccine going on right now. What are your thoughts and what's the difference and what is the best one?
You know, honestly, so there's Johnson & Johnson is releasing their one dose vaccine. The two that have been, you know, popular that most of the population has been getting is the Pfizer and the Moderna. Both of them are a two shot series, about 3 weeks apart. And I think they both have great efficacy. I think most people that decided to take it have been doing very well with it. There's been minimal side effects. I mean, I think it's normal to have a little bit of fever and body aches on the second shot as
you
boost your immune system. But overall, they've both been, you know, safe. And I think, you know, if you have the opportunity to get it, absolutely, you should get it.
Carolina wanted to know, and I wasn't sure. I read that one does it and one doesn't. Does it actually contain any of the virus? Like, you know how the flu, they give you a little bit of the flu, right, apparently? But the corona is not the same thing, is it?
Yes. No, it's not a dead virus. Really, what they are giving you in the vaccine is what they call the spike protein, which is a small part that's outside the virus itself, the little spike that helps attach into the cell and cause the infection. And so a piece of that spike protein, that's what you're getting in the vaccine. So it's not a dead virus.
And the Johnson & Johnson does not come with free baby powder, right? It just
stop.
Come on, I gotta be stupid, Caroline. Come on.
No, I hope it's just as efficacious. I think, you know, there's a little controversy on that too. But I guess we'll see. You know, I guess as time goes by, you know, we're learning along with, you know, with the rest of the population. All of us were learning, like, what happened, side effects.
Does it make you nervous that they develop these so fast as a doctor?
You know, no, I think that, you know, there was the research there and there was the funding behind it. I think when there is significant funding, you can make anything happen. And, you know, we were in such, you know, desperate situation that, you know, if the funding was there and they were able to get enough research pushed forward, I mean, and really the, you know, the amount of people enrolled in the trials was a significant number. So I think it's safe. I'm not, you know, I think... it's a good vaccine. I think if you can get it, get it. You know, and again, it doesn't mean you may not get COVID. You know, it just means that if you are exposed to it, or if you do unfortunately get infected, hopefully the symptoms are a lot less and you don't end up hospitalized, you know, and if, if, you know, and if you are older, hopefully you don't, you know, some people have died. So hopefully it, it helps us survive and it helps us not get as sick.
Dr. Kessler, of course you've gotten the shot too, right?
Yes. Yes, I did. Okay.
And then did you have any side effects?
No, I didn't. You know, I was, I've heard from some people, you know, that they had, like I had mentioned before, fever and body aches or just felt a little sore, but I had none of that. So, you know, we'll see. And, and I am, you know, because I work in the emergency room, I'm constantly exposed to COVID. So I wanted to get the vaccine because
I
do not want to have, you know, I don't want to get sick or bring it home to my family. Yeah. I don't, you know, so I was like ready to get it.
One more question I want to ask. I know you have to go, but as far as masks, I mean, you see all these type of masks we're wearing, you know, that some people have designed their own masks that are cloth. Some people have the, you know, the ones, what, Jeff, what's the one you use?
I wear a pair of my old underwear on my face. That way nobody will come near me.
Ay, Dios mío.
I people see that covers your face.
People see it's Fruit of the Loom and they like, they don't go anywhere near me, you know?
Anyways, doctor, what kind do you wear?
So at work, I mean, I stick with the regular surgical masks, you know, the blue ones that you see people wear.
Yes.
So I wear those in the office. I wear those in the hospital. But when we are coming in contact with somebody that may potentially be sick, we do put our N95
the real thing, right? Yeah. I saw there's a KN95. I read that that's like not officially a N95. That's in like in China that's approved, like the KN95.
Yeah, I don't think the seal is the same. The N95s that we use here have a pretty tight seal. They call it, you know, the duck bill. It seals completely around your face, and you're supposed to get it measured. I mean, we go in the hospital, we go through testing, and we do a fit testing as to what mask fits your face. They come in two sizes.
Oh.
So, and that prevents even small molecules, you know, so it's supposed to stop even tuberculosis. So it stops any airborne particles. So that's the one we wear. And then on top of that, we wear our surgical masks along with, you know, the gowns, all the full PPE. So,
you know, what I read today that the New York City Health Commissioner has COVID.
Oh, that's right. I saw that today.
Of all things.
Yes.
I mean, you would think, I guess because they're in, you know, when you're in a position like that, you're in touch with so many people, right?
Dr. Castro, thank you so much for coming on. You've illuminated, I mean, you know, talked about the vaccine. Is there a phone number people can reach you at, or, you know, if they want to ask questions or email or social media?
Avail yourself of your services, you know?
Yes. With social media, you can reach me at DocTaniaC78. That's my, you know, at DocTaniaC78, that's my Instagram, or at Highbrow and Beauty, that's fine. That's also my other website. So feel free. You can also text me at 914-450-5543.
And Tanya's T-A-N-I-A, right?
Yep. T-A-N-I-A, C-78.
C-78.
So okay. 70, yep.
Dr. Tanya Castro, right, abrazos. We love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. I
gotta tell you, man, it's fun having a doctor, Jeff, as a friend. You know why?
Because
there are times I can text him, like, and I also have nurses who are friends, and I could text them like, oh my gosh, Jackson has a cut, or
and who do I? Let's see, who do I have as friends? I have drug dealers, thugs. So I can help too.
No. But anyway, so that's Dr. Tanya Castro. She's amazing. So reach out to her if you have any questions, because she answered a lot of our questions. So Johnson & Johnson's has just the one shot, right?
Right, but it doesn't, like she alluded to, it doesn't have as high an efficacy rate. It's not as effective. It's like 72 or 75%, which is a lot, but the other ones are like in the 90s, I think.
That's like when you take the COVID test. There's the rapid and then the PCR.
Right.
People say the PCR is like 99.9 of you know, effective.
What's
whereas
the
fast one, they tell you like in 10 minutes. No, you don't have it, you know?
What's the one where they stick the Q-tip up your button? Have you seen that? It's a different one.
No, I haven't seen
that.
No, I haven't heard of that one yet.
Want me to
do
that to you later?
No, thank you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive, no.
You know?
No.
Are you positive? Did you see the Golden Globes? They announced the Golden Globe nomination.
I heard that people are upset that there weren't certain shows nominated.
Of course. The world is going to complain, I'm sure.
I heard Bridgerton wasn't nominated.
Bridgertown?
Bridgerton? I'm not pronouncing that right.
I know, neither am I.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
I wonder if Jack Rico come on about that.
I don't know. We're calling everybody on the fly today. Golden Globes, see full list of nominees. I believe the big deal well, not the big deal, but in the comedy category. See who it was? It's so weird how they put, what's that show called? Let me see. Bridgerton is. Let me see if I have it here listed. Bridgerton was not nominated. Nobody from it.
That's what I heard. I don't know. I don't know. I just saw
it's
people,
not on the list.
I saw people posting about that. They were upset.
I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I hate to be. So how weird is this? They have best motion picture, musical or comedy. So they have musical or comedy. And Borat is in there, which is the new Borat is funny.
Can I tell you, I've never seen Borat. Okay. Never. Is it Borat or Borat?
Borat. That's funny.
This is the Golden Globe nominees, right?
And that's going up against Hamilton.
Really?
Of all things.
Oh, my gosh.
They're so different. You know what I mean? They're just completely different. This movie called Mank is getting a lot of play.
I heard about that
that's
one,
that's the
guy
yeah. that co-wrote the script for famous movie. Famous with the sled. Oh, my God. Rosebud. Oh, my God. It's a movie everybody sees. Oh, my God. Orson Welles. Ay, 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 ay. Come on, people. Yell.
War of the Worlds?
No.
Oh,
yell at me, everybody. It is called... Oh, my God. I can't believe I can't remember.
I don't know what it's called, Jeff. I don't even know.
Come on. It's famous.
Orson Welles?
Citizen Kane.
Oh.
Ay, ay, ay.
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
It's a movie you see. Everybody sees in film school. It's like one of the first things I show you. On
okay.
how to make a great movie.
Really?
1941.
Oh. Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So the Golden Globes are out. The awards are out. You can check that. I don't know when they're doing the award. Oh, yeah, they're doing it bi-coastal. Tina Fey is going to be in New York, and Amy Poehler is going to be in California.
You know, I like those two. I really do.
But has their time come and gone?
You know what? You know, I think... Maybe it's just time for new blood. I don't know, but they're good though.
But then when we get new blood, I won't know who they are.
Jack Bucher can't come on right now. Okay. Probably an hour, he said.
I won't know who the new people are because I'm so clueless when it comes to young actors and actresses, you know, busy raising a 3-year-old. So sometimes like I'll watch Saturday Night Live and I won't know who the host or the musical guest is. Last week I did. And by the way, SNL, really sad without Trump to make fun of.
Oh my! They won't make fun of him. But Jeff.
They
so
won't
who
make
was,
fun of Biden. They're going to go easy.
Who was the musical guest? What's his name?
Last week.
Yeah.
That
remember?
Was Machine Gun Kelly, Carolina.
Everyone's like everyone's knocking. Megan. What's her name?
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
See, I got my names down.
Megan
to it, huh?
Fox. You should have seen her Instagram. They're like, no way. You're too much for him. You're above him. Why are you dating him, girl?
He's a musician.
Yeah, yeah. But she just divorced. I don't know if she's divorced yet, but she left Brian Austin Green supposedly
right.
for this guy. So.
Brian Austin Green must be 45.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly is like 23.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if that's anything. You know what's funny about him? Look him up, everybody. Check out if you get a chance to watch SNL on demand, or you can probably stream it
mm-hmm.
on the Peacock thing. NBC has Peacock now. Anyway, Machine Gun Kelly, he has like the longest arms I've ever seen of anybody.
Jeff,
you see his arms?
No, I really didn't know.
His arms honestly, are like the size of legs.
Yeah, yeah. Really?
He's got really long arms.
Anyway, so
a lot
yeah,
of tattoos.
Megan's really into him. Megan Fox is really, really into him. You know, people are like, yeah.
I didn't mind him. Yeah. He kind of rocked out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. By the way,
His real name is Richard Coulson Baker. How's that
really?
Grab you?
So Jackson, Jeff, when you guys, I'm going to post a video later, okay? He's into rock music. I don't.
Oh my God!
Yeah, what does he want to hear?
Let me give you Jackson's favorite song, everybody. Watch this.
Oh my God! He asks. He goes, "Hey, what does he say? Hey, Alexa, Jeff."
He tries to get Alexa to play.
Alexa, Alexa.
But Alexa heard him the other day.
She did. Yeah, she did.
What do you want, little guy?
Oh.
Let's see.
So Jack, by the way, guys, we're recording also tomorrow, so we'll have Jack on tomorrow.
It's Ozzy Osbourne. So Jackson today in the car.
Wow.
Jackson today in the car was doing air guitar. Ready?
Was he really?
Right here. He knows. He goes like this. He's waving his hands.
First of all, when I drop off at school, he's like, play this, Mommy. Play air. Play... I like, what? What song?
You know, I was never a big Ozzy fan, but I got to tell you something. This stuff rocks, man.
I said, 80s. I said, sweetie, want to hear Spanish music? No, Mommy.
Shot in the dark.
I know. Go shot in the dark. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, anyway. Hey, listen, guys.
The other one he liked was Unchained by Van Halen. He knows Van Halen because
I played one
Van Halen song for him, right? One day, the song called Ice Cream Man,
yeah.
where it's very distinctively David Lee Roth. You know, yeah. His voice yeah. is very distinctive.
Yeah.
And then some other Van Halen song came on, and Jackson said, is that Ice Cream Man song? Like, he knew David Lee Roth's voice at 3 years old.
Really?
Yeah, he could tell the difference between.
He's a smart kid. Not
he is smart.
He's very smart.
And by the way, New Jersey up to 35% capacity for the dining now, going from 25 to 35.
Start, so slowly. 3 o'clock today. 3 o'clock today.
Can this mayor of New York just, this governor just open up the dining already?
I mean,
there's no proof that it makes people. There's no evidence, I believe, from what I've seen.
I still rather be safe than sorry. So, but anyway,
we've been out to dinner
once or twice, Jeff. Not a lot.
We had a bunch of times.
No, we haven't. Don't lie. Seriously.
We were in the diner. Diner?
Yeah. Where else?
We've been to the diner. We've been to a diner 4 times since COVID.
No.
Yeah, twice right here.
That is so not
true. Twice is the other one with my mom.
Listen, guys, if you want to advertise, 516-637-3254. Let's try Whippy real quick, all right? We won't talk to them, but we'll just hang up, all right?
He's not coming on.
Let's try. Real quick, please. Real quick, all right?
All right. Now I got to hook the phone up again. Hold on.
By the way, guys, so Jack Rico will be on tomorrow. We'll talk about the nominees, the Golden Globe nominees tomorrow.
Did you see what's trending for women?
What?
The mesh dress.
Yes, I saw that.
Wow.
No, sorry. Not for me.
You got to have really, from what I've seen, everybody doing that has, as they say in Animal House, Major League Yabos.
Yeah, no.
You got to have, is that what the trick is? That big boobs, real big boobs.
Well, mine are that small. So
no, they're not small at all. But
mine are 36DD.
Thank
so,
you. That's yeah. Nice. Strategically, thanks. Give
too much information, right? Anyway, so hey, what's this? If Wabine's around,
hold on. Our neighbor just dropped something off for us. Hold on. Let me get Goobin. Our neighbor's very generous to us.
Oh, she's yes, very sweet. This is the same one I was telling you that shovels. We have a little race. Now she has a snowblower. Anyway, that's yesterday's episode. Go back.
But she was shoveling this morning because of the dusting.
At six in the morning, yeah.
The dusting that came down last
anyway,
night.
Anyway, call him.
And then we're out of here. It's dialing.
Mommy's got to go cook.
He's not going to answer. Maybe Wabine has a mesh dress.
Oh.
Wabine, it's Carolina and Jeff. How are you?
What's up, man?
Hey, God, what's going on, Jeff?
What's going on with you?
How are you feeling? You good?
Good. Just woke up now.
Oh, you, that's right. Okay. Wabine, what time you get up in the morning anyway?
I'm up at 3:30.
Wow. Yeah. You're still working from home, right?
Yeah.
He's working on the corner outside of his house. Come on. You know what he does.
Wabine, so real quick, before you leave, have you done the new TikTok challenge, the silhouette challenge? Or has,
really
has Claudia?
You're really gonna ask me that, aren't you?
Has Claudia done it? Because Claudia has a killer.
Yes, I've done it.
Claudia has a killer body.
Really, look at
my
really butt.
You're really gonna ask me that.
Look at my butt.
Wait, would you be upset if she did it?
No, I don't care. I mean, I'm proud of my wife. Why would I care about?
She's got a killer body. She really does. She's very pretty.
I know. He's not doing a challenge.
If you do that, then it's a different story.
You idiot. Hey, listen. Okay, so before we get out of here, we just want to ask you one more question. Valentine's Day is next Sunday. The top three things that women want trending. I want to know, are you going to get your wife any of these top three things? Number one is a vacation. Number two is a new car. Number three is jewelry.
Okay. Number one, I can't afford it. Number two, I can't afford it. And number three, I can't afford it. So she's not getting any of that.
I'm so glad we called him. You know, I like that.
Dude, new car. We're in the middle of a fucking pandemic.
Yeah, but you know, there are still people buying cars virtually. They literally, you have a meeting, meeting with the salesperson.
I read Toyota is trying to go all online. At some point. Yes.
I can see that happening.
They're right now they're working. I can't believe people buy cars out of that Carvana vending machine. How the hell do you, why would, you don't drive it?
That's in Germany.
The worst thing about Carvana is that they have the worst interest rates, but their cars are like tip top shape. You know what I'm saying? They don't just, you know, they just don't take that station wagon that you had at home there. Park and say, okay,
but
you know,
is it a big machine, you know, really? Like a big vending machine?
Yes, in Germany. Yes. It's a big vending machine. I don't. What do you actually put with
it? They must have it here.
No, they don't have it here.
They have it in Florida.
They
There's plenty of vending machines in Florida. Yeah, you could check them out.
Does it take?
I mean, we saw them.
Does it take the coins? I used to use it like the strip joint?
Yeah,
like at
Jeff.
Show World?
No, it's not like when you could just tie a quarter to a string and then pull it and pull it back out. Doesn't work like that.
I used to do that, you know? Of course, you know? Well, I don't want to pay. I mean, come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Everything's done computerized, and then you go, you put in your code, and then your shitty car comes out. And then you pay, like, tons of money in interest rate, and, you know, you pay for a Toyota Corolla, you're paying
$16,000. So, and how do you actually get that car out of the airport? I want to know. How do you actually...
Airport? It's not the airport.
It is an airport. It's the airport, Jeff.
They're at the airport?
They're at the airport.
They don't have... No, have them in different locations.
No, I saw one in Germany at the airport. I've seen it.
You keep talking about Germany. They advertise it on TV here. It's got to be here.
No, it's in Germany, too.
It's like you don't get a trip to Germany.
Okay, yeah, but okay, but let's just say, Karina, you know, there's something called exits of the airport. You know, you follow the exit, you go out this way.
Okay,
you know?
Okay, yeah, yeah, a little door. I mean, it's not gonna be like a big garage door, okay?
You get lost.
It's, okay, let me explain it to you. Okay, you remember like the old diner? I can't believe I'm explaining this shit to you, but you know the old diner where you put the straws in the bin.
Yeah,
you know, like that long thing, Jeff. Remember?
The what?
Jeff, help me out here.
The straws at the diner?
Yeah, you seen where they put the straws, the straws in the diner, the old diners?
What?
Yeah, like
fuck it. Let me forget it, man. I'm better off just fucking crossing the border.
Like a bin? Like a straw shit, bin?
Listen, you ain't gonna buy no fucking car off no vending machine. So fuck you. Jesus Christ.
How about did you pay attention to any of the rodent meteorologists over the last couple of days?
Have you seen? I just got up from a fucking nice sleep, and I'm fucking explaining how to do Carvana on the fucking Carolina Cadillo show. Unfucking believable.
Okay, lastly, who do you believe? Punxsutawney Phil, Staten Island Chuck, Malvern Mel, or what's the Holtzville
Hal we've
Holtzville
got out here?
Hal. Who do you believe?
All these the groundhogs. All those fuckers are a bunch of fucking liars anyway. It's the same shit.
How about Lodi Louie?
You know, all of a sudden, you know, in middle of April, you got a fucking 15-inch snowstorm. It don't fucking matter.
Oh, my God.
You know, I trust the rats in my yard. They're liking the snow, so, you know. By the way, you know, this guy gave me rat poison with being, I just don't have the heart to put it out, man.
It's in Jeff's car. It's horrible.
I can't put rat poison out. Yeah. I can't kill rats.
Don't feel bad when the one of those little fuckers are biting off your big toenail. You know.
I cut them today, so.
Anyway, listen, when we love you, go back to take your nap, all right?
We need you more. Guys. We're going to try to pay you for coming on, all right?
Oh, thank you. Hey, Jeff, I'll massage your testicles if you pay me. All right?
How's the family? How's everybody doing?
Yeah, how was the family?
Family is good. Family is good. Yeah. Family is very fine. Claudia's fine. The kids are great.
The kids, are they doing Zoom school or regular? I forget.
Yeah, Zoom school. They'd rather be home.
Really?
And stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, the thing is that every day there's somebody that's contagious in this area here.
You're better off having your kids at home. Yeah.
Do you watch the teacher when they teach the kids? I was watching my teacher with Jackson yesterday, the teacher, and I was just kind of laughing because I'm thinking, you know, she's teaching 3-year-olds, so does she have to really study to teach kids the letter V?
What? You said study?
Yeah,
what the fuck? She's gonna study blocks.
I know. It's the greatest teaching gig ever to teach kids who are three.
Of course,
here's the letter
letters.
V.
They learned their letters.
I asked Jackson what does V stand for, and he said some girl's name in his class.
What are you majoring on? Oh, I'm majoring in Old McDonald had a farm. Really?
Yeah, early childhood education must be the easiest thing to go into. I'm probably insulting people.
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry.
It's a lot of hard work to be a teacher.
How many languages do you speak? Oh, I speak Spanish, I speak English, and I speak kid.
Really? I speak baby.
Oh, my God. Listen, we're out of here, guys. Wavine, love you. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, love you too.
Bye.
You guys, if you want to advertise, 516-637-3254. Yeah. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at Carolina Carrillo. Want to email me? CarolinaCarrillo@gmail.com. You know what? Yeah, we're definitely going to do Facebook Live, Instagram Live. It's just that, you know what? I'm a mess right now. I'm a mess. I'm in a bun, you know, so you don't want to see me right now. Anyway, we'll definitely do it. You know what? Tell your friends about the podcast. Nothing to listen to on radio. You know what? You're on your way to work. Want to have some laughs? You know what? Listen to the podcast. If you want to call us, you want to come on the podcast, 516-637-3254. Love you guys and talk to you soon.
Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook. It's a picture of Teddy, I believe, our long-lost dog, who we miss greatly. 516-637-3254. And you want a T-shirt? Text me. I'll send you one, all right? I'll get to the post office. She's rolling her eyes. The nerve of you. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you. Bye. Bye, Carolina.
Bye.
The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.